For South Dakota crop and livestock producers, the recent weather events have created numerous challenges. Now, farmers are pondering planting delays, and ranchers are scrambling in the midst of calving season. Alvaro Garcia, South Dakota State University Extension Agriculture and Natural Resources Program Director, explains those challenges.
We have several people referencing calf losses as high as 10%, you know, and animals that obviously were just taken completely by surprise, but it was very bad. So at the same time, before the blizzard, actually, we had heavy snowfall that was piling up on some of the roofs of some structures, particularly some dairy farms. There were several barns that collapsed, roofs.
And unfortunately for those farmers and ranchers, the battle may not be over just yet. The National Weather Service is calling for additional flooding in South Dakota. For livestock, Garcia says this means energy requirements will continue to be high.
So it becomes critical to have feed at hand. Feed quality could become an issue. Basically, you have to try to lift those bales from the ground if you have some, I don't know, a couple of poles or posts that you could lift them from the ground, or if not, take it to higher ground. Ideally, during this time of year, the requirements start to drop because the temperatures are not that cold. But the problem is that we are having losses of temperature by conduction when the animals lie down on the wet floor. So they lose heat.
The Extension Service has compiled a variety of flooding resources available at extension.sdstate.edu. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.